The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday evening's action in Leopardstown. The high quality racing continues on the back of Royal Ascot and it's Ballycora Stakes Night in Leopardstown. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Oh, good, mate. Very good.
Good, man. You're dialing from Royal Ascot today?
Yeah, the old top hat's in the box, ready to come out and... Yeah, it's a lovely, glorious morning. Set fair, brilliant racing. Yeah, can't wait.
Good stuff. And the card in Leopardstown this evening is pretty good as well, isn't it? It fills the gap between today's action at Royal Ascot and tomorrow's pretty nicely.
It is, yeah. It's some quality along the way. Probably not one of the best cards that's ever been assembled at Leopardstown, but as you mentioned, the Ballycora Stakes brings together eight nice horses and got one or two decent handicaps and maidens along the way. Yeah, normal midweek fare.
Okay, fair enough. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 5.55 and we start with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over 6 furlongs and I Will Excel heads the betting at 5-4. 4-1 for Battle of Marathon and Rule the Waves. 6-1 for Family Pride. Fresh Focus is 12-1 and it's 12-1 for Just a Penny as well, and then 14-1 or bigger price as the rest. So pretty short favourites in the shape of I Will Excel, and this colt by Exceeding Excel, Andy, they must have thought quite a bit of him to name him I Will Excel. What do you make of the favourite?
Yeah, I thought he ran at an encouraging race first time out. The fact that Connections dropped him in the deep end in a listed race at Nace, which of course was won by Cool Company, tells you all you need to know. That form, I thought, stood up pretty well at Royal Ascot as well in the Coventry Stakes. Thought Cool Company and War Envoy ran as well as expected, considering their odds on the day. The time of the race is good, and he's not to be underestimated as well, Mark O'Callaghan. He's got a very good string. He's had some nice horses through his hands in the last year or two. Got a nice low draw, sure to come on for the run. Probably a little bit short in the betting for my liking, but certainly the most likely winner. One at much bigger price is Just a Penny from the David Marnane stable. Similar to the favourite, ran an encouraging race behind Anthem Alexandra on debut at Tipperary. And of course, as we saw yesterday, Edward Lynham's charge went on to win the Queen Mary in pretty decisive fashion. And actually did get beat 8 lengths, but the speed figure of that race still actually means that she's in with a chance on the numbers here. In fact, there's not a great deal between I Will Excel and Just a Penny on my figures anyway. So if you didn't want to pay the favourite at short price, you're certainly left with a good alternative in the shape of Just a Penny each way.
Okay, Just a Penny each way then as an alternative to the favourite in the opening race. On to the second race, which is the 6.25, and this is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies Maiden over a mile, and Comtesse heads the betting at 4-6, 5-1 for Kesara Sara, 7-1 for Firestone, 10s for Intense Debate and Seacoast, and then 12-1 or bigger price as the rest. Comtesse made an impressive debut over course and distance, Andy. She did almost everything right and just ran into one that, ran into Pomfey, who subsequently followed up in good style. So what do you make of Comtesse? Do you think she'll win this?
Yeah, I think she's a good thing. She's best bet on the card, really. I'm not sure what price she is. I'd probably make her a shade of odds on here to win this race.
4-6,
yeah. That's probably about fair, to be honest. It was a really good run first time, as you mentioned. A very eye-catching run as well, considering she was fairly unfancied on the day. She went a 14-1, having opened up at 8. And actually, I think she was putting around about 4-1, 5-1 on the tissue prices. So she's run well beyond expectations. Only got beaten neck. And I had the favourite that night, a horse that I napped, a horse called Pomfey, as you mentioned, pull out all the stops. He's a really nice horse as well, that John Ox colt. He made an encouraging debut at the Curragh the previous year in quite a good maiden, very hot maiden, in fact. And he went on to lower the colours of three very good horses down in Navan the other day, including one that I thought was a decent horse called Mascoon. So I think that form is about as good as you're going to get here. She goes back to the same track again, and we've got run under a belt with the wild horses flying. Even at 4-6, I think that's worth taking.
Okay, Comtesse then. A strong selection in the 6.25. The 7 o'clock is the third race, and this is a handicap over a mile. And joint favourites this morning, Beyond Brilliance and Pit Stop, are both 9-4. It's 4-1 for Manchurian Focused and 8-1 for Muscle Beach. So only five of them in the lineup here, Andy. You could make a case for all five of them. Which ones do you like here?
Well, providing Aidan O'Brien's Beyond Brilliance is in the same form as she was the other day at Navan, I think she'll win again. Anna O'Brien got a really good tune out of this filly by Holy Roman Emperor. And the way she quickened up in the latter stages suggests to me she's a horse right on top of her game. Prior to that, she was in deep in a listed race when she probably wasn't quite good enough. But bookending that have been two really smooth wins. She's fairly adaptable with regards to trips, so this mile distance tonight should be ideal. She's won over a mile and a quarter and 7 furlongs. And she's got a really good turn of foot at the end of her races, as she showed the other day. Off the back of really sound fractions as well. That was probably one of the best furlong per furlong times I got that day at Navan. So, it's a trappy little event. It could be tactical. But hopefully Beyond Brilliance can provide Anna O'Brien with another winner.
OK, on to the 4 o'clock next then, and this is Heather's Handicap. It's Handicap for horses rated 50 to 75, and it's over a mile. And heading the betting is Jim Bolgen's horse. I never know how to say it. I'm going to go with Nature this time. 3-1 market leader, 100-30 for Have a Nice Day, 4-1 for Sreetor, 6-1 for Elusive Award, 15-2 for Connaught Council, and 10-1 or bigger prices the rest. Who do you like for the 7:30?
Yeah, I quite like Nisha here. I think you've got the pronunciation pretty much spot on. But either way, I do think Jim Bulger's gelding is the one to be here. That course and distance run behind the very well handicapped and progressive Artful Artist stands out like a sore thumb here. And he travelled really well in that race, but he just didn't have the turn of foot of the winner. Don't forget, Tony Martin's horse has got a real strong burst of acceleration. And he's obviously well above that kind of grade he was taking on that night. So if you strip the winner out of it, this horse, I think, comes out much the best. And the horse has got 6 Silver Lane, have run well subsequently. So, it's pretty enticing form. The danger looks to be Have a Nice Day from the Sabrina Harty stable, but he's got to prove that he gets beyond 7 furlongs, of course. Up to now, he's been racing over 6 and 7. And don't forget, this is a really stiff mile. So I'm sticking with course and distance form, and Neuscher is the one to beat in the 7:30.
OK, on to the big race of the evening, the 8:05. This is race 5 on the card, and this is the Ballycorus Stakes, a Group 3 over 7 furlongs, and Brendan Bracken heads the betting at 7-4. Big Break is 3-1, 13-2 for Letty and Moore, 9-1 for Eastern Rules, Slipper Orchid is 10s with Wanna Be Better, 12-1 for Fountain of Youth, and One Spirit is the 16-1 outsider. Brendan Bracken, I suppose, will go into a lot of people's shortlist today because he finished second to Mustajib last time with a good effort, and Mustajib franked that form at Royal Ascot, winning the Jersey Stakes yesterday.
Yeah, it does look a solid piece of form, doesn't it? And Joe Lyons is 5-year-old. He's fairly reliable in this kind of grade. He loves the good ground and he'd like a good gallop as well. And, trying to give a stone and £2 to a future Group 2 winner and a very good Group 2 winner in the shape of Mustajib, as you mentioned. He beat Muwari in the Jersey Stakes yesterday in the pair and well clear. I mean, that is scintillating pieces of form. If you didn't have the likes of Big Break and Slipper Orchid in this race, you'd be more than comfortable taking a fairly short price about him. I think he's probably better over a mile if I was being overly picky. And as I said, he has only got the one gallop. He does go a very strong gallop, but he doesn't exactly quicken. So he might just be vulnerable here to perhaps a couple that have got a stronger turn of foot. And those are Big Break and Slipper Orchid, particularly Dermot Wells filly by Dan Zelli Big Break, who's got a really nice change of gear. And she pretty much displays that turn of foot here at this track. She's actually 2 from 3 here at this course. And any time she got beaten, was at the back end of the season on soft ground. She's very much a horse that likes a decent surface, like most Dan Sealy's. So I'll probably take her on this occasion to lower the colours of Brendan Bracken, and with the danger, probably even might be turning out to be Slipper Orchid.
OK, Big Break wears the blinkers for the first time this evening as well. Do you think that'll just straighten her up a little bit?
Yeah, it could do, yeah. I mean, I didn't think there was anything wrong with that run last time. I just think it was a combination of the stiff mile and obviously running against a horse like Purulong, who was third yesterday in the Duke of Cambridge. So, I don't think she ran at all badly, but it's a trade that Dermot reuses sometimes, isn't he? He likes those blinkers on, and I don't think it's any negative. Plenty of his horses with headgear on win first time up.
OK, good stuff. The 8:35 is the penultimate race this evening. It's race 6 on the card, and it's a handicap over a mile and a quarter for 3-year-olds and over, rated 47 to 70. Spring Focus is the 7-2 favourite, 9-2 for Pirate Cove, 6-1 for Madame Moore, 7-1 for Panama Hat, it's 8s for Castlebar Sling, 10-1 for San Gabriel, and 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. And as the betting suggests here, Andy, it's quite an open handicap, this one, so who do you like for the 8:35?
Yeah, I think Spring Focus will run well. He ran respectively last week at Ferry House behind Captain Timo in a really hot handicap, but he was a 40-1 shot, so that arguably was a bolt out of the blue. Whether he can repeat the dose is open to debate. I quite like Madame Mo here. I think she's fairly consistent and likely to give you a good run for your money. She's only once been out the first three. in her last 10 starts, and she ran another creditable race last time out, and a very hot race for its grade down in the Curragh the other day behind Dragon Fire, who actually quickened up the best on the sectional times that day from five out. So actually got that horse doing a really good piece of work, and considering she's compared to the likes of System Overload and Indigo Lady, I think that form of that race is pretty good. And obviously Madame O was the first one to set the example out of that race. Prior to that, she'd finished fourth in a good race at Cork and won at Sligo. So she pretty much is a really safe conveyance here. Connor King takes the ride. Don't think the track will be a problem. So Modern Moat 6-1, solid each way in the 8:35.
Okay, and on to the final race this evening. It's the 9:05, and we finish with a mile and three quarter maiden. Ashjar is the favourite this morning at 2-1. 3-1 for Forney. Draco is 9-2. 6-1 for Passage Vendome, and 6-1 for Saint Gervais as well. Moondice is 8s and 14-1, or bigger prices. The rest. Who do you side with in the lucky last, Andy?
I do think Ashjar's got a huge chance here. He's obviously been running well over hurdles, and he won quite comfortably down in Tremor the other day. However, he only did beat Honey Pound by a length and a half, and that horse bombed out the next time. So I think he's probably got to improve on what he's done. I think the one to be with here is Forney from the William McCreary Stable. He's going particularly well at the moment. A real eye-catching run under 10 stone the other day in a hot maiden won by Dan Seary at the last race of the day on that particular card on the 8th of June. It was a race that contained the strongly fancied Gypsy King and the well-backed Rap Star as well, who'd previously run well for John Ox in a good maiden the time before. Prior to that run, this mare had won well over hurdles, causing a bit of a shock at 33-1, but as we saw the other day on the flat, that was no fluke about it. And considering she was only one of the only horses in that race that day at the Curragh to make ground from the back of the field, it was virtually impossible to come off the pace that day. I actually upgraded her performance, and I think she's ridden a bit more handy tonight in the hands of Jane Mangan. She'll take all the beating in the concluding maiden.
Okay, and the market echoing that this morning as well. 7-2 into 3-1 for the McCreary mare. Right, let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through them one more time.
Yeah, decent card tonight, Leopardstown. Hopefully we'll get off to a decent start with just a penny each way in the first. Snap of the Night is contest in the 6:25 with that good course and distance run under a belt. Beyond Brilliance posted a good speed figure the other day down in Nace, and hopefully she can repeat the dose in the 7 o'clock. Neusha, again with another good course and distance run, safely locked away in the locker, is the vote in the 7:30. Tough old race, the Ballycora Stakes, but I quite like the chances of big break with the blinkers on first time out. In the 8:35, very solid each way in the shape of Madden Mo. And in the final race, look no further than Thorny, who ran a blinder against the tide the other day at the Curragh.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Enjoy your afternoon at Royal Ascot, and enjoy Leopardstown this evening as well.
Well done. Pleasure as always. Cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.